You're listening to the Mom Inspired Show, episode 13 with Suzanne Banker, part two.
Welcome to the Mom Inspired Show. I'm your host, Amber Sandberg, and this show is created to inspire, encourage, and add a little extra fun to your day.
Hey friends, welcome back for part two with Suzanne Banker. In this episode, we're going to talk about Suzanne's struggle with weight loss after each pregnancy and what she finally figured out to make it easier by the third and fourth child. Whether you have weight to lose or not, I love this episode because she is so transparent and just talks about what it's like to be a mom and the struggles that go along with it. I hope you walk away knowing you're not alone in this journey. Let's go to the show. Suzanne, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Amber.
Now, do you want to share with us your journey and what we're going to talk about today?
Yes. Yeah. So fitness has always been a passion of mine. Even as a young kid, I loved to move. I was in gymnastics for a little bit and just always was outside and riding my bike. And I was a rather plump little kid. Like I was like not, you know, your typical athletic kid. And that played into my head a little bit. I remember having skinny friends and just thinking, oh, I wish I could wear a cute pair of shorts and a sports bra and look like her, you know, but you know, just those lies that come in even at a young age. And my eating habits weren't super great. My mom kind of went through a health transition later on, but you know, I think that that was kind of in the back of my head. So when I was a teenager, I became really self-aware and really started trying to eat better and healthier. And I think it was pretty balanced. I mean, I was a little extreme sometimes, but I really wanted to, you know, feel good about myself. And so I saw this infomercial on TV for this workout system called The Firm, and it had like a box and it was the fanny lifter.
I still have those boxes, and the girls love going on the purple and blue ones.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Then they came out with the deluxe edition, which was like, they stacked sideways. And I was like, I have to order this. So I was like 16 and I did not have a credit card. And so I was like, Mom, I've got to get, she thought I was crazy.
But
she was nice enough. I had saved all my babysitting money and she ordered it for me. So I just liked that burn feeling, like that part where you're like, oh, I don't know if I can go on. It kind of was like a mental, I'm a little twisted, I know. But anyway, I loved it. And I would get all my siblings in there and be like, we're going to do a group workout. And, you know, it was just, from a teenager, like I loved that feeling and that the endorphin release and the overcoming, you know? So ever since then, fitness was always a part of my life. And I always like worked out from home, mostly did DVDs. I never really lived close to a good gym or fitness location. So I just always worked out from home and then had my first baby and bounced back pretty well from that. I was young. I was like 21. So, that was not too difficult. And then with my second, we were going through a really, really tough season of life and we were renovating a house and my husband's business, he was in a lawsuit over a job that he had done and, you know, they went bankrupt and it was just kind of a big mess. And so financially and emotionally and housing wise, like there were just a lot of stressors. And so I just ate a lot or I didn't eat well. Like I would not eat all day and then suddenly like, you know, have a buffet of food.
High caloric meal, even if you're eating it only one time.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was just horrible for my metabolism. And I was trying to work out, but I wasn't feeling really well. I have really hard pregnancies and this one was particularly hard. And I kept like passing out or blacking out. And so, so I was talking to my midwife and just kind of explaining this to her. And she's like, well, let's run some tests. And nothing really came back. And so anytime I just would even like walk up a flight of stairs or walk up a hill, I felt dizzy. And so that kept me from staying active during my pregnancy, like I had with my first. And finally, towards the end of my pregnancy, they realized they had just missed the iron test. And I just had extremely low iron, which is a pretty basic quick fix. But so I got on a double dose of that. And about the time I gave birth, I was feeling better. But
so did you feel better on the other two pregnancies knowing that the iron, or do you still have pregnancies?
I still had hard pregnancies, but I knew I had to like stay on my iron because I just always dropped really low. No wonder I was craving steak all the time.
Oh my goodness.
So anyway, so then I had her and lost, I mean, I don't lose a lot of weight, but some women give birth and just like, oh, there goes. Lost really, you know, like 10 pounds giving birth. And then I came home and I was like, oh my word, I have 42 pounds that are just here. And felt really uncomfortable in my own skin. It was like the first time I'd look in the mirror and be like, who is that person? Like, I just didn't really recognize myself. And I was trying to give myself grace. Like, I just had a baby. It'll come off. I'm nursing. Like, but I just really didn't lose a lot. I think when she was like 6 weeks old, I had lost 15 pounds total. So I still had like uppers of 38 pounds to go. And I just felt frustrated, you know, no clothes fit. There was nothing. I just wasn't myself. And so, you know, I started doing a lot of the things that I knew to do, like getting up really early and working out really hard. And my husband was great. He would get up and work out with me. And so we have fond memories of putting on the workout DVD and jumping around together. And it's funny because the other day I pulled out one of those old DVDs that I did in that time. And he goes, oh, just hearing that music gives me chills. Just hearing the like startup sound. I was like, I know. But I worked out really hard, and I think I couldn't find the right combination of eating and nursing and not having enough calories. You know, all mamas, we struggle with that. Yep. And I was trying to find that happy balance so I could nourish my baby and, you know, still lose weight. So it was just really a struggle. So it took me a full year of that, and I made just a little bit of progress, not enough to feel really good about it. So I then did I had a health coach through Take Shape for Life and did like a eating nutrition. It was like a 7 week rigid, one of those things where every couple hours you eat a gross chalky tasting shake or a bar, you know, and then you get one meal a day. So, but for me, it was a no brainer. I didn't have to think about it. I could just do it.
Yeah.
And so I combined that with my working out. I did that for 7 weeks. I mean, I did not eat a crouton that I was not supposed to eat. And, and I did, with that combined with the working out, I lost it. And at that point I wasn't nursing. So
you could get away with
it.
Now looking back, would you recommend something like that? Or,
you know, I think if you feel really stuck
and
you're doing all the right things, I've had some friends that have had great success with either having a health coach or, you know, some doctor medicated. I'm really not a guru in all of those. I know you have to pay attention to the ingredients and what you're putting in your body. Cause I know friends that have messed with their adrenals or their hormones or whatever. Yep. So I say, be careful about stuff like that. But for me, it was an awesome tool just to get me back on track. And it really kind of got me back to the ideal size and weight I wanted to be, but I wasn't necessary. And I was doing lighter workouts cause I didn't have a lot of extra calories to burn. So at that point, then I wanted to start toning and kind of redefining my body. But I do recommend it. I think if you're feeling really stuck, there are some good options.
How much did you lose in that 7 weeks?
So I lost right at 31 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And it stayed off. And I say it stayed off because...
That's the question, too, because obviously you didn't keep eating like that. So I feel like people are probably listening and thinking, okay, so then what did she eat? And that all this weight didn't just come back on because now you're eating carbs. So I would love for you to
It does. Yeah, it does come back on for so many people. Like I've had friends that have done it and family that have done it and they're like, this didn't really work. And I was like, I know. But for me, it was a mindset shift. Mm. I think for the first time in my life, I realized how to enjoy tasting my food and what portions looked like. Like, you know, I would see these little bars in the beginning and go, there's no way that would fill me up. And initially it didn't, but then I got to the place where I was like, that actually sustains me. Like I am okay. You know, I'm not starving and I'm not, you know, stuffed, but I feel satisfied. And I kind of learned what satisfied looked like and when to stop. Cause I think growing up as a kid, I would eat until I felt like I was going to pop. I would be so full. And I, you know, that sense of just like, oh, I might be sick or I just need to lay down, like, you know?
Yeah.
And I learned that that actually isn't even fun, you know, like the Thanksgiving meal, it's not fun when you do that every day and you just kind of stuff yourself. So it really was a mindset shift for me to learn what eating looks like. So I can say that afterwards, I was a little bit scared of food initially because I was like, oh no, I don't want to undo this. But I started kind of figuring out my new normal and my new balance. And people make fun of me even today because I'll go to a restaurant and they're like, we know you're going to not order the bun. You're going to cut it in half and only eat this, you know. And I'm like, I'm not torturing myself. I really feel like I can taste my food and I'm satisfied. And yeah, I have total cheat meals. I can sit there with a bowl of chips and guacamole and do some serious damage.
Yeah.
But that's not my everyday. you know.
So let me, so, okay, because I bet you people are thinking, yeah. Okay, so she's cutting, okay, she's getting rid of her bun and she's cutting yeah. something in half. So how, can you just give me an idea of what a day would look like? And let's include you going out to dinner or lunch or whatever, like what you're saying. So it gives people an idea of what you're talking about.
So like when I wake up, I always, always either have like a good high protein breakfast. When I have time, I'd scramble eggs or I would just drink a really good protein shake.
And do you have any that you really recommend?
Well, right now I'm kind of, I mean, I did Shakeology for a while, which I love, but I know it's really expensive.
So expensive. Mm-hmm.
And I did coach with Beachbody for a while. So I was, you know, for me, I had enough people under me that paid for it, that kind of thing. But I'm currently using Dr. Axe's bone broth protein, which sounds really weird.
I've done the collagen peptides. It's not a protein powder, but it has like 20 grams of protein. So I actually put it in my coffee.
Oh, that's
so
a good
idea.
I'm
getting the protein in my coffee because I have adrenal issues too. And so,
me too.
If anybody's listening to this, that has adrenal issues, my functional doctors have said that if you're going to drink caffeine, because really caffeine's not good for your adrenals.
I know.
And I'm trying to wean myself to go decaf. And but it's important to have protein in your system first.
Yes.
And so I do try to eat generally before I have coffee, but worst case scenario, I put the powder in. It doesn't taste like anything. I will say that there was a slight taste that I had to get used to. Not bad, but I could just tell it slightly changed it. But 2 weeks into drinking it, I did not taste it anymore. And so, and it doesn't get all clumpy. So, it's good for your joints because it's collagen peptides. It's not going to make you look young, but, it's going to help your joints. So there's different collagen. I think people kind of get confused with that. So you do the, Dr. Axe protein, bone broth. Cause protein, I made bone broth for the very first time last week, more for, gut healing and just immune system, but you're using it as a protein powder.
Yes. And I have made it before, but let's be real. We're not Susie Homemakers all the time, or we have time to just endlessly sit around and boil chicken necks, you know?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And feet.
So I've done it. It's really gross. The whole process. But anyway, yes, I do really like it. I mean, I know some people have weird things with stevia, but that has become my sweetener of choice. And I'll take a little side note to say you have to change your taste buds. Like you will probably try some things like stevia as a natural sweetener. Go, I can't handle the aftertaste. Well, try different brands, find the one that works for you and just get used to it. Like I used to love my sweet tea. Now I can totally drink unsweet tea with lemons, but I'm not going to say I loved it when I first started, you know, it's a change of habits. So, I do love the chocolate.
How long did it take you to get used to stevia? What'd you say?
I would say a couple months, honestly, I had to try different brands. I use the drops.
Yeah. Do you like those
that are dark? Cause I know there's a lot of research about the white powder, iffy, whatever, but I think the drops are the most natural source when they're dark. And I believe I use the Now brand. I think that's the one I settled on, but Whole Foods has it, Amazon, whatever, but, I do like that. And they have a little coffee and tea pack, which are tiny droppers. They look like eyedroppers.
Oh.
And I can throw those in my purse. So if I'm at Starbucks, I can just get like an Americano, add a tiny bit of cream, and then put a few drops of toffee nut or chocolate. And it's good.
Okay.
And then,
that's good to know. I love that. Yeah. Okay. So going back to your bone broth, and then even that, we're going to have to go back to the scrambled eggs. So let's, okay. So the bone broth, what do you do with that?
Okay. So I just put it in the blender. I do the 30 calorie unsweetened vanilla almond milk. Yeah. I do a bunch of ice and I used to love peanut butter in it. And I really do. But peanut butter is just kind of a metabolic sluggish killer. Like it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tough. Like, and for me, I need a good spoonful to taste it. So I'm like, you know, I'm just going to not do it.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm really trying to reel it in, I won't even put any banana in there just because that's got the high sugar content, but I'm not a Nazi. So I'll chop up a few pieces of banana and that just makes it creamier and throw that in there. And then I just blend it really good. And that I'll drink.
So you're just
doing
unsweetened almond milk with the bone broth and some bananas.
Yeah. And a lot of ice.
And that's going to get you through a morning if you're not eating the scrambled eggs.
It does get me through a morning. But again, I will say that because it's so high protein, it doesn't hold me that long. So I'm ready for lunch by 11 or 11:30.
Okay.
I try to eat every 3 hours. Like that's one thing that the MetaFast taught me, because they had you on every 2.5 to 3 hours, you're putting something in your body, you're supercharging your metabolism and you're keeping it rolling. It's actually those long spans of starvation where the metabolism shuts down and it's not really being effective. So you want to kind of give it just enough to keep it burning. Yeah. So I just kind of eat a little bit throughout the day. So,
okay. So when you eat your scrambled eggs, what does that look like? How many are you eating and what are you eating it with?
So sometimes, and we get them from our farmer and they're so good. They're so rich. Ooh, so yeah. I can often just crack one of them and add in a little bit of the egg whites, like the liquid egg whites.
Yep.
So that it's still, cause I just can't do straight egg whites. That's kind of nasty. Let's be real.
It's hard.
But, I'll do one and then, add in a little bit of that. And then sometimes I'll just saute onions and spinach and some turkey bacon or turkey sausage. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just fresh tomatoes, salsa. Oh, I love good. It with salsa or yeah. even avocado.
Yeah.
I'm not a calorie counter. I've been there and done that. That just feels like bondage to me. I just try to listen to my body.
Yep.
And I know some people do better with boundaries and they need that. And that's fine. You have to know yourself. But I just try to, I know what healthy eating looks like and I just have to do it, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you did the hard part at the beginning. So you did have mm-hmm. to track it in the sense that you were only allowed to eat this or that and then something yeah. else. So I do think that prepped your brain. I do think it's hard to go straight into just eat what your body wants and you're eating whatever you want, because then your body is still craving all those crazy things. So
I mean, your body wants ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean,
and chips and all that kind of stuff. So I do think you have to kind of go through a little bit of a, you know, this sucks moment to kind of then get to the other part where you're like, okay, I can kind of listen to my body a little bit more and trust what makes me feel good, what doesn't. So do you eat any like carbs, like in the sense of grains for breakfast?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I did the whole kind of like gluten-free thing for a while. I get it. That's a big fad. There's like pros and cons, but we grew up, I mean, y'all will probably laugh, but I have a wheat grinder. I was homeschooled. We do all the homeschool things. So I grew up grinding wheat, wearing jumpers. No, I didn't wear jumpers, but, we had friends that did anyway. So I kind of grew up understanding the value of like fresh whole wheat grains.
Yeah.
And I think they have their place. I feel like unless you're allergic, it's gotten thrown out entirely. Sure. It's really great for the fiber and it's great. So I do, my favorite thing is like sprouted grain bread, almost like Ezekiel bread.
Yeah.
But the only brands I like are Trader Joe's brand and Aldi's of all places. They have a sprouted grain bread. I've tried the Ezekiel one that you see in the store everywhere. Yeah. And for me, I just don't like the flavor,
the
texture.
What's the one that's at Trader Joe's? What is it called?
It is just called Sprouted
by Trader
Joe's. Yeah, I think it is. And it is their brand.
Oh, okay.
And it's cheap. So both theirs and Aldi's are, to me, the same.
Cool.
And they have really great flavors. So I will pop one piece in there and they're a little bit smaller.
Yeah, they are.
And my favorite trick for jelly is it's three ingredients and I'll make up a little batch of this, but I just put some frozen blueberries in a pot, add a little bit of water, add a little bit of stevia. And then one of the best things I ever discovered, and I don't even know if I'm going to say this right, I might butcher it, but I think it's glucomannan powder.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glucomannan. I'm going to go with that. but it's a natural thickener. So think of like cornstarch.
Yeah.
It actually helps you feel full longer. Okay. I read through the Trim Healthy Mama book. They have a lot of tips on that, but, you can even make pudding out of it, like a chocolate pudding with cocoa powder and almond milk. Anyway, I digress, but, the glucomannan powder, I sprinkle a little of that on there and it kind of makes it gel up just like jelly. And so it's those three ingredients.
Oh,
I put it in a jar and then that's literally like no calories. I mean, I'll spread that on top of my Ezekiel toast. Yeah. And that'll hold me. If I'm going to do a cardio workout in the morning or whatever, I do like having a little bit of carbs in the morning. That gets you off to the right start.
Sure. And then what do you have as a snack or do you not snack?
I do snack.
Okay. So what do you,
I usually try to go, I'm not a big, fruit person unless it's berries, just because they're so glycemic and, I try to stick to berries, but I love to have Greek yogurt and throw a few strawberries, like plain zero fat Greek yogurt, throw some strawberries in there. I love like little cucumbers or peppers dipped in hummus. Yeah. I will do those little laughing cow cheeses and spread them on bell pepper strips. And that it's like heaven. Those are so good.
Okay, cool.
Or I love guacamole. And yes. So, and you've got to keep me away from tortilla chips because I will just hoss those things.
So what will you eat with the guacamole when you're trying to not eat the corn chips?
When I'm trying to not, I will dip it with cucumbers.
Yeah.
And it's still got that crunch, yeah. You know, yep. You just kind of have to get over the mental sadness that this isn't a chip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then, a lot of it's just decisions, you know?
So that takes us to lunch and then how about we dissect your dinners, going out. So then what would you have for lunch if you're at home?
So I'm a big salad person. I do salads almost all the time. And so my favorite thing is once a week, I'll make like a big, almost like a Greek salad topping. And so I just chop up tomatoes and, cucumbers. I put Kalamata olives and feta cheese. And then I just drizzle a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of vinegar and a few seasonings. And I'll mix that up and it will stay in the fridge for days. And what I'll do is just grab a handful of lettuce, throw it on a plate, like mixed greens.
Yeah.
And then I just chuck that on top.
Yep.
And I always have grilled chicken. Like that's just, I always have it. Like I'll grill it once a week or I'll shred up a couple organic whole chickens.
Yeah.
But I'll just throw that on top and I'm done. Like I don't even need a dressing because it kind of creates its own marinade. Yeah. Yes. I'm all about easy. I don't want to cook it. I love to cook, but I'm busy.
You don't have time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll do that. My other favorite thing is to just take romaine lettuce leaves, spread it with some hummus and then put some like deli turkey and cucumbers and just whatever topping. Like, again, I like kind of the Greek theme. Yeah, so I'll do that. And then I'll just eat those. And those are surprisingly filling and really good.
Yeah.
If you get the right kind of, you know, hummus that has good flavor, it really adds a lot. So I'll do that. And one other of my favorites is Joseph's pitas. They are only 60 calories. They're whole grain. And I will take that and put a little bit of like roast beef or chicken and a little bit of cheese. I'll melt it. And it's, you know, sometimes you just need a sandwich or something melted. I don't know. Yeah, you
like
know,
a pizza.
Like you can't
like a pizza
just,
filling.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually made pizzas out of them. I'll do
so where
like
do you
the
buy
sauce.
These? I feel like someone's told me this before.
Yes, you can get them at Walmart. I haven't seen them at Kroger. You can get them at Walmart or at Publix. I've seen them both.
Okay, Joseph's, and they're in the bread section?
Joseph's, yes. They're kind of, well,
are
I
they
know
bread
Publix
section or are
them.
They the deli section?
It's the deli.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to want to look in the deli. But those are my jam.
Cool. Yeah.
And then I love those things.
Now let's do dinner and then we need to get into your whole business part or we're going to be like, hey, everybody, we just talked about food, which I do feel like people like to hear.
Yeah.
So, so if you go out and you do want to splurge, but you're also eating how you try to eat normally, what does that look like?
So I just try to remember portions. Like I honestly try to think through what do I really want to eat? Because sometimes you go out to eat and you're thinking appetizer and meal and dessert and cocktail. And so it can get really excessive. So before I go, I think like, what am I really craving? Like if I'm going to splurge here, like what am I really craving and what do I really want to spend my calories on? And I don't overthink it, but sometimes I'm telling you, I just want a burger. I want a big slab of meat and I want cheese on top.
Yeah.
And sometimes I will even eat the bun. Like, I mean, I try to follow the 80-20 rule. Like,
sure.
You know what? I've eaten so clean. I've worked out 6 days this week. I'm going to eat this. And so I always want a cocktail because that's just who I am.
Yeah.
I either want a glass of wine. I tried it. One of the best cocktails is gin and tonic. I didn't think I would like it, but it's really actually refreshing. So I try not to get super syrupy things like, you know, like a margarita, but I do that sometimes too.
Yeah.
And so I just try to think through what I really, really want. I usually end up splitting a meal with my husband. Like if we order a big appetizer or we like to order like a charcuterie board of like meats and cheeses and maybe some fruit. That kind of keeps you away from just the big old queso dip or that kind of a thing. So we'll do that. And then I usually get a salad as my entree, even just a side salad. Like I'll eat that and then eat a couple bites off of his plate.
Oh, okay.
And some people's hubbies are not friendly with that. Like they're like, do not touch my food.
Sure. So
if you have one of those, just order what you want. And it's the classic, cut it in half, you know, but also you might eat half of it and go, I am starving. Because if anyone's like me, by the time they make it to a date night, they've had a crazy day.
Yeah.
They've been running around and they're really hungry. So I just say, enjoy it. I mean, I get it. We could all be size zeros if we had no fun, but I would rather be normal and me and live my life. That's just kind of how I choose to be. So I just encourage people to kind of think through what they're really craving and get it. Like get it. Don't deprive yourself. You'll be super frustrated and irritable. So get what you really want.
If you go out with girls and say you are going to get a burger and fries.
Yeah.
you're going to most likely take the bun off unless you're really just craving it. And then you're going to cut the meat in half. So you're going to have half the burger without the bun and then and maybe eat some fries. Is that kind of like what that
honestly,
looks like?
Honestly, if I take the bun off, I'm eating all that meat. Like if I take the bun off.
So if you take the bun off, you're eating all, the whole burger. But if you were going to eat the bun, you probably would cut it in half.
Correct.
And would you even touch the fries or you'd be like, nope, we're not even doing that?
It depends on how good they are. There are certain restaurants around here that have like garlic aioli fries.
Oh, yeah.
And I am all about my sauces. Like I love like, oh my gosh, I'm all about my sauces. So if I do that, I just don't eat the whole plate of it. I try to eat half of it. Don't get in the sauce. Like I said, you need to taste some rich foods enough because if you're constantly eating like rabbit birdie food, you're going to be so frustrated. Yes. So sometimes you just want something rich and yummy and cheesy and good. And so I just say, do it. Just don't do it every night. You know?
I agree. And then I'm going to go back to this and then we're going to get into you opening your bar studio with your, you know, your third and your fourth child. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you were able to get the weight back off easily? Cause now your mindset had changed.
Yes. Okay. It was a life shift for me. So my third pregnancy, I worked out up until the day I delivered. And I have to say it was an amazing delivery. And I had the last two babies at home.
That's cool.
It was an amazing delivery and the recovery was phenomenal. I bounced back way quicker. It was no miracle pill. Like I had a good 10 to 15 pounds that I had, it was closer to 10, but I had to work hard to get those 10 off.
Yes.
But total game changer. And then in between my second and third, I ran my first half marathon and I have never run in my life. Like I am not a runner. I didn't even run a 5K. I'm like, let's just do a half marathon. That's just kind of how I am. Yeah. So my husband and I trained for it and that was an exhilarating experience. That's like cool. I can't put that into words. I will probably never do it again.
Yeah. Like done it.
It's not my love.
Yeah.
But it was so good for me. And I actually broke through some plateaus and we'll talk about this later, but mixing it up is so important. And I broke through some plateaus in my body that I had never seen before.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
I went from that into my fourth pregnancy.
Okay.
And so I had a really great foundation and just kept up my workouts through the whole pregnancy. And again, it was a way better bounce back.
Now, how long do you think it took you to lose the weight after the third and fourth pregnancy, eating the way that you now eat?
Because I was nursing, I learned I have to give myself a year. I mean, I have friends that can get in their jeans a week later and
I know,
I do not know you. Like we cannot be friends.
Not my life. Yeah.
But no, I'm happy for them really.
Yeah.
But
some do really bounce back that fast. Yeah.
No, that's just not me.
Yeah,
and,
me either.
With the nursing, I'd lose in the beginning and then lose a little bit more, but then I would just kind of stagnate. Sometimes I would even gain a little weight nursing because I was so hungry.
I always kind of was so hard on myself because
I know
the weight would drop. Right.
And then
I would be where I was. And then I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's between the sleep deprivation and then you're nursing and then you're eating and then my weight would start creeping up. And to me, that is almost can feel shameful because you're kind of like, wait, I already lost that. And then now I'm going up. It's like, wait, what just happened? And you're like, I don't know. So,
I totally
understand what you're saying.
It is frustrating. I've talked to other moms in the same place. And a lot of them would say, I had a good friend that had six babies and she was like, give yourself to that 6 month mark. And sometimes you hit a little boost, you know, almost like you're nursing a little less, your body adapts. And I did sometimes halfway through, I would see like a little, I'm like, oh, some progress. These are looser. My pants fit a little better.
Yeah.
But, really until once I weaned, then I knew what I really had to work with. And at that point I was like, okay, it was like balls to the wall. I mean, business with this weight, we're getting it off. I'm no messing around. We're doing this. And so
even with, so when you wean, when did you really start to feel like, okay, cause you know, even after you wean, your body then still has to.
Oh, the hormones are all over the place. Yeah.
Especially the longer you've nursed. So I feel like, so when did you kind of feel like, okay, I've stopped nursing and then you can start, when did you really start feeling like, okay, now I'm getting back into the groove of everything?
Well, my babies, my first two, I didn't nurse as long. One weaned herself pretty early. And then the other one, we kind of weaned a little early. So my last two babies, I weaned right at about a year or a little before a year. Mm-hmm. And I would say 13 or 14 months when they were 13 or 14 months old, I kind of felt like my hormones were starting to acclimate a little bit and that my body was kind of finding its new normal and its new rhythm.
Sure.
And I know every woman starts their cycle back at different times.
Yes.
I mean, I'm kind of crazy. Mine would start back a month after I had my baby.
Mine would come 3 months and I was nursing.
Yeah.
I was like, what? So then you're dealing with that and nursing. So you're just kind of like one crazy hormone ball.
Let's just all give mamas a high five. It's like a lot to go through. So with my last though, she was 8 or 9 months when I started. That was a really big shift for me, but that's when my adrenals tanked and I had a lot of other issues at play. I remember feeling like I look like I'm pregnant. I still look like I'm pregnant, even though I was losing, I didn't have a ton of weight left. I just, my body was, you know how it reconfigures after each baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a different
shape. And as you get older too, I feel like it then can't get back to where it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can be the same weight and it just is all over the place.
Doesn't look the same.
You're kind of like, what?
You're like, okay, now my boobs are smaller and my butt is bigger. What's happening?
Your stomach's bigger. Yes. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So that's good to know because I do feel like a lot of women deal with that. They'll stop nursing. And then I still think there's a few months that it's they still have to get used to the hormone shift and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that you pointed that out because I do feel like people don't really talk about that or everybody's so different that it's really kind of hard to figure out.
Yeah.
Especially if you're comparing too, which is not good, but it's so easy to do it because you're
happens.
Look at them. You're like, what's wrong with me? Yeah.
Well, and too, I mean, and it's easier said than done, but you have to give yourself grace. And I think it, I'm really stubborn and I'm really hard on myself with stuff. And it really took having four babies for me to go, this is just a season. Mm-hmm. Like that was a breakthrough for me. Like if I felt like I wasn't showing up all the places I needed to be, I was late, I was discombobulated, I was disorganized. I kept going, this is just a season. I've done this four times. I am fully aware that one day you wake up and go, I feel alive. I'm not in a fog. I feel like I can think straight and I know what day it is and what's happening. And so I just for moms going through that, it is a journey. Like you have to cut yourself some slack and some people do bounce back and some don't. So I'm here to say I've had four. And I didn't, but look, you know what? It's a process. It's a journey. So
no, I like that.
It takes time.
So Suzanne, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I had so much fun talking with you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And there you have it. Thank you for listening to the Mom Inspired Show. I'm your host, Amber Sandberg. And if you found this show to be inspiring, please find me on my Instagram @AmberSandberg and leave me a message. Thanks guys. See you next week.